Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an
actress.
I want to be a model.
Yay!
Boys and girls and moms and dads, thank you so much for joining us today. This is a very, very special day, and we are so happy that we have mommies and daddies and grandma and grandpa, nana, poppy, aunts and uncles, and just a lot of people who just plain care. And today has been a day that definitely marks a day of a lot of people caring. It was a very special day, and we'll talk about that just really briefly in a few minutes. But I wanted to introduce you to some of the guests that have joined me on this very special day. If you've noticed, the heading was being able to talk about the special day of 9/11, September, and the children and how that was affected. But before we get to that, I would like to introduce our guests that we have. And one you know, because you've tuned in every week, you know that we have Starfish, who's from the sea, and Starfish, if you'd like to say something to greet the boys and girls on this very special day.
Hi, friends. How are you? I hope everyone is very well with all their families. I've been definitely, because I'm a part of lots of different sports and I love being active, so I've been able to see football and tennis and baseball, and one thing that's been shared amongst all those sports today is getting together as one United Nation and coming with their family and just being thankful for everything that you have.
It certainly is a time in being very special, and especially if you have your family and being able to have them and share with lots of special moments. And we have another special guest, and her name is Kendall. Kendall's going to be our book reviewer, which is a new thing that we're going to be adding to Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. So we're so thrilled that you're able to be here with us today. And Kendall is going to say a little something, and possibly one of the opening songs, as you know, was Tell Me What You Want to Be. Because this is, and just to let you boys and girls and moms and dad know, and also Kendall, that this is Blake Radio. We're so thrilled that you're able to join us at Rainbow. So Kendall, tell us, give us the boys and girls and moms and dads, give us a little welcome.
Hi, I'm Kendall, and I live in Castro Valley, and I'm the youngest out of my two older sisters, and I really like to share my time with my family and get to know new people, and I'm very nice to new people.
And that's real special, too, because, boys and girls, here we are talking about special time and how important our boys and girls are and how important our moms and dads and our relatives, and this is a special time to be able to share. But I'm not sure everyone knows where is the place that you live. Is that on the West Coast, the East Coast, North, South, or out of the country?
Actually, I live in Castro Valley, California. So my best guess would have to be
So that means, Starfish, that she got on the same time that we're on.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask. Kendall, what time is it there?
Right now it's about, it's 4, it says right here on the clock it's 4:52, but it looks wrong.
Around 4:33, 4:52, and here on the East Coast, it's 7:33, so you're ahead of us.
Yeah.
So that'll help the boys and girls know. So she's certainly outside. It's probably a lot of light there, maybe sunshine, but here it's starting to get dust, and the sun is starting to come down, and we're so thrilled that everybody is coming to us to share that time that they had in the sun and to be able to wind it down, which is what we do, and having getting you ready for bedtime hour. Right. But you know what also is really special, because this is a very special day, and they're doing a lot of different ceremonies in 9/11. And one of the things that I just wanted to say is to play this song. It's by Scotty Magria, and it's like, "Where Were You When the World Stops Turning?" Well, then you're going to tell us as soon as you hear this song.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's hear it. Here it goes. This was American Idol.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Out in the yard, your wife and children are working on some stage in L.A. Did you stand there in shock, sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children lost their dear loved ones, and pray for the ones who don't know? Did you rejoice for the people who walk from the rubble, and stop for the ones left below? Did you burst down in pride, red, white, and blue, and the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer, and look at yourself? And what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch the evening, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in our rock and our land. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things he gave us, but the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty cause you're a survivor, in a crowded room did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you love her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened, close your eyes and not go to sleep? Did you notice the sunset for the first time in ages, or speak to some stranger on the street?
That happens a lot of times when a really special moment happens, that we're wondering, when something happens really special, you wonder, there are certain moments that you know that, wow, I remember that that was the day that I went and made a call to someone, or I was at school, and there was these very special first graders that lived in Missouri who wrote a book, and they talked about how it was in 9/11 for them. So there's usually sometimes that when something happens that you can just remember when that was the day. It marks a very special moment for you. Or it could be the day that you took your first step, your little brother or little sister took their first step, and you remember that day because that will always happen. But there's a lot of things that happened during that September 11th that were really inspirational and built a lot of faith, and a lot of friends came during that time. We have a special person that's on now, and let's see what they have to say. Hello.
Hi, Auntie Jules.
Hi. Who is this?
It's Zion.
Hi. This is a very special friend. Zion, I think you also know somebody that's here.
Hi, Zion.
Hi, Starfish.
Wow. And we have another person, too, that's from California.
Hi.
And her name is Kendall.
Hi.
Hi, Kendall.
Hi.
And we are just playing this song because today was a real special day because it marks the 10th anniversary of the 9/11. So there was a lot of ceremonies and a lot of heroes came out of that day and a lot of inspirational stories.
A lot of things happened on that day. It was a really historic day.
And so not only is it being called 911, which is a special time, and that's a special time that you need someone, and it's pretty urgent, but to happen on the same day of September the 11th, which does mark it. So that's kind of interesting little bit of fact there. And I have this book on September 11th that these first graders wrote. And we can just kind of listen to that to see if that's something that happened with you, that it was just an ordinary day. It was so much, people were busy. I think it was the first day of school for a lot of children. So the parents were dropping them off. And it was a really bright, sunny day. And this one happened on September 11th, and the book that they titled September 12th, we knew everything would be all right. The first grade students of the Madison Elementary School, and that is in Missouri. Now, on September 11th, 2001, many bad things happened that day. Now, in this book, the children drew pictures. They drew a picture of buildings that were and they drew a picture of firemen and drew a picture of smoke, but just certain things that just to kind of remind them of that particular day and the building. So I'm sure that both of you have probably seen some of these things that were on television.
I can say that I did. Like today, I don't really remember the actual day of 9/11 because I was really small, but today and for about the beginning of the week, I've heard a lot about some memorials opening up and a lot of people visiting them and people just paying their respects to those who died in 9/11.
Right. It was. So you have a turn the volume down. I think we were hearing some feedback. But it was a special time, and this is what happened to them. On September 11th, like we said, there were some drawings that a lot of kids drew, a lot of things that happened to them. And I know that probably, you, Kendall, you probably wrote some poems, and I know Starfish, you probably saw some of your friends in the water, and you probably even knew what was going on then. So there was a lot of rescues that happened from the water, especially from New York. That was the only way you could be able to get out.
Yes, definitely.
Now, on September 12th was a new day. We knew everything would be all right because The sun came up, and the birds started to sing again. We came to school the same way. We knew everything would be all right when we saw our teacher smiling at the door. We said the pledge just like we always do. We sang the national anthem very loudly. Our teacher sat and read us lots of good books. We had recess again. We knew everything would be all right because we had homework. 2 + 2 = 4. And we thought, our thought for the day became America United. We saw lots of flags, red, white, and blue, and suddenly, because everyone, that became their favorite color. Now, on television, we heard our president tell us everything would be all right. On September 12th, our parents still tucked us in our warm, safe bed. Our parents talked to us about the bad things that happened that day before. We knew we would be all right because our parents said they loved us. We knew everything would be all right because the stars and the moon came out and America went to sleep. And the next morning, the sun came up again. The end. So isn't that something? Because, right.
For me.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
I can say that my parents made it really comfortable for me, kind of put me at ease.
Exactly. And that's what that book is trying to say. I would think on September 12th it was like that. Even though that bad thing happened, that things still, they end up being normal. And it made you feel comfortable. It made it soothe you and made you feel relaxed. And it made you feel that everything was going to be all right. Kendall, did you have anything too that on that day, that after September the 12th, the book talked about?
Well, actually, on September 11th, it's actually my dad's birthday, so that's how I remember it well.
Oh,
yes. I forgot today's your dad's birthday.
Yes, yes. So that's the day that something, even though something happened, there was a lot of children, did you know, that were born on that day on September 11th.
Yes, in fact,
go ahead, Starfish.
In fact, my friend is actually having a baby today on September 11th as well. So although there was a tragedy, there's also a birth as well to celebrate.
And a blessing. And that's what, and one of the things that we heard on the song is it's like when things are memorable, it's like you remember, what did you do that day? And even though the world stopped still, it still kept moving, and the blessing still came. And speaking of that, there is this other book that I think that is so great called The 14 Cows, and The 14 Cows in America. And here it was. This book is made, well, it was actually written by Carmen Deedy, and it was illustrated by Thomas Gonzalez. And it was because of a very special person who was going to school, just like what happened to Starfish. There's lots of schools in the ocean, lots of schools of fish. And Kendall, you go to school. You're in what grade?
I'm in the fifth grade.
The fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Last year she was in the fourth. This year she was in the fifth. So, yes, she wasn't born at all, or maybe just at the very beginning, but we're still having to be able to celebrate and still be able to celebrate your dad's birthday and what was going on with you, Zion.
Well, right now I'm in the sixth grade, and in school we spent a lot of time talking about how tragic it was, but also how, like you were saying, Auntie Jules, when we woke up the next day, it was a bright day, and it all seemed like nothing ever happened. But in school, we just talked about why these kind of things were happening and how to stay happy in that kind of situation. We were also talking about how important it is to stay happy and be positive.
Right. There was a young man at that time who lived in a remote village in Kenya, and his name is Kimley. And at that time, Kimley was from the village, and he had the opportunity to be able to go leave Africa, Kenya, Africa, and study in the United States of America, and going to a school, Stanford University. Now, I know that Kendall probably heard of Stanford University.
Yes, I have.
Then why is that, Kendall?
Because usually at Stanford, I have friends who run there, like my sister, or I would run there.
And it also happens to be a university that's in California. So
yep.
that was real special, because here was a day that he went on September 11th, very nice sunny day, so he definitely felt at home because it was a bright sunny day, and he happened to be going to the United Nations. And this is one of the things that even though there is tragedy, and it doesn't matter what you have or how you are, whether you're a boy, girl, rich, poor, that at some point you can be able to all get along and be able to help each other. And that's what the little country of Kenya had done. Now let's start to read this story and listen. And boys and girls, are you ready? This is a special day. Now, it was a remote village, and they were waiting for the story to be told because he was coming back from the United States, and he was going to be telling them about how it is. Now, whenever he comes back home, the people, the villagers, were all excited to hear about America, and they would come and they would want to hear the great stories that he had to tell. Now, as Kimley near his village, he watched a herd of bull giraffes cross open grassland. He smiled. He has been away a long, long time. Now, he lives in a different place than you or I, because you wouldn't see any giraffes running around or any other animals or cows walking amongst the road and where they graze. Now, he saw a girl sitting at a guava tree for the first time, and he cried out to the others. The children ran to him with speed and the grace of a cheetah. He greeted them with a gentle touch on the head, a warrior's blessing. The rest of the tribe soon surrounded Kimley. These are his people. These are the Maasai. Once they were feared warriors. Now they live peacefully on the cattle as a cattle herder. They treat their cows as kindly as they do children. Now, you know, Starfish, that must be very, very special if you treat your cows like your children.
Oh, yes. Just like any time I teach my tennis individuals, I treat them just like my friends.
Oh, yes. So we know they must be very special. Now, they sung to them. They would sing to him. They gave them their names, and they sheltered the young ones in their homes. Now, without the herd, the tribe might starve. Now, to the tribe, the cows mean life. Supa, hello, Kimmel here again and again. Everyone wants to greet him. His eyes find his mother across the innake. The ring to huts with their roofs of sun-baked duns. She spreads her arms and calls to him. Welcome, my son, Kimley sighed. He is home. This is sweeter and sadder because he cannot stay. He must return to the faraway country where he is learning to be a doctor. He thinks of New York then. He remembers September. A child asks if he had brought any stories. Kimmel noticed he has brought with him one story. He has burned a hole in his heart. It burned a very, very deep hole. But first, he must speak with the elders. Later, in a tradition as old as the Maasai, the rest of the tribes gathered under the tree to hear the story. There is a terrible stillness in the air as the tale unfolds. And with growing disbelief, men, women, and children listen. Buildings as tall as they could touch the sky, fires so hot that they can melt iron, smoke and dust so thick that they can block out the sun. The story ends. More than 3,000 souls are lost. A great silence falls over the Maasai. Kinley waits. He knows his people. They are fierce when provoked, but easily moved to kindness when they hear of suffering or injustice. At last, an elder speaks. He is shaken, but above all, he is sad. What can we do? For we are very poor people. Nearby, a cow lowed. The heads turned towards the herd. Kimmel said softly, "The cow is life." Kimmel and his people gathered on a sacred knoll far from the village. The only sound is the gentle chiming of the cowbells. The elders chant a blessing refrain. And this is the sound of the tribe.
Wana,
yeah.
Wokozi,
Wana,
yeah.
Wokozi,
Wake kuna uzima,
Wake kuna uzima,
Wake kuna uzima,
Wake kuna uzima,
Kupanya wagonjwa,
Wake kuna uzima,
Wenye huzuni wa,
Wake kuna uzima,
Wenye.
Because there is no nation so powerful it cannot be wounded. That's what September 11th showed. Not a people so small that they cannot offer mighty comfort. Here they were, a small, small country, and they were giving the United States a gift that they felt very proud of. Now, Kinley returned to Kenya the following spring and told the story of that tragic day. But what he did is he went and the United Nations, he went to the ambassador. They took the cows that they had given them. This small, poor country took it. And the cows to this day, over 10 years, they are very, very sacred. They are protected. Nothing can happen to them. They graze. The people were so excited to be able to offer something, to be able to show that they understood, to be able to show that they cared. And those cows right now have given other offsprings and made other calves, and they're still there. And because they were born of them, they are sacred too, and they can never, never be taken away, which is the same thing for these children that were blessed on that day of being born. They have the legacy. They have the memory. And they're carrying on the legacy no matter what happens. And it's such a special day that it brings all of us together because it is the United States. And we've come together. And we've conquered our fears. And it was still very inspirational because they are still there. There was people who gave their lives, and there was people who made new friends because of that day, who never would have said anything to each other. Everyone got into boats and got away. Everybody was the same that day, and everyone is the same. It taught us that, and it taught us that love and life is so precious. And it also says that even though it may be a little scary, you can still find some joy out of it. This is Blake Radio, Rainbow Soul, Aunt Jewel.
We just had a caller, but we just lost. Maybe the caller will call back.
Oh. Okay, I'm sorry that the call. Well, caller, just call us back. He has something to be able to say on the special day of September 11th. And also, this is a day that we're talking about fears and inspiration and hope. It's the same kind of thing that you might have you feeling not knowing what's going to happen, the experience, and then being able to go out there despite not knowing That's still something very good can happen.
Call in 914-338-0695. Because we have wonderful co-hosts today, Ms. Kendall and Ms., our favorite caller, Zion, both our favorite girls.
Right, and we have a special book, Sea Monsters First Day, for school. And I know that for some of you, to be able to have the courage and just make that step, sometimes it's a little, you might feel a little nervous about it.
Aunt Jewel, would you like to bring in the caller?
Yes, I think I would.
Okay.
And who's joining us today? Who's joining us today?
Myra.
Myra, wow. Myra, I'm so glad that you're here. We have Kendall, our book reviewer. This is going to be a new thing for her. She's going to be on the program and talking about that. And Starfish is going to read a book on Sea Monster. So, Myra, how did you feel? Did you have a little fears like the first day of school and what's going to happen to you?
I was a little scared about what was going to happen and what I was going to learn and what things that I was going to make.
Yeah, it's right. But what made you feel at ease?
I'm not quite sure what to
do. Oh, we couldn't hear you. Did anyone hear?
No, sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I'm not sure why I felt that way.
Well, I think that one of the things that makes you feel better is if you have somebody to share it with, just like why it was so important for everyone to get together again from the 9/11 and be able to share some of your thoughts so that you know that you're not alone. And the same thing with first day of school, coming and having some anxiety about it, some nervousness about it, that having somebody there and to be able to share it and someone to be able to comfort you makes a real big difference, don't you think?
Well, I don't know about our special caller, but it definitely makes a difference for me. It just really comforts you and puts you at ease knowing that there's somebody out there who feels the same way as you.
So our special caller, Myra, might think that sometimes having a friend or even making friends does put you at ease, or having your mommy or daddy tell you something, or your grandma or a poppy saying something to make you feel at ease.
My mom and my dad and everybody in my family said something about it.
Oh, okay. That makes you feel at ease. And getting on, since this is September, and a lot of the children, this is their first week in school. This is their first week that they are riding a bus. And Starfish is going to read a story about Sea Monster's first day and the first day of riding a bus.
Yes. Hi, boys and girls. I'm so excited to read my book. This is called Sea Monsters.
Okay, we can hear you. Right, we can hear you.
Bye. Andy Walsh. All right, Sea Monsters First Day. This is it, my mother said. You're a big sea monster now, Ernest.
remember to introduce yourself, play nicely, and use your imagination. I'm sure you'll have lots of fun. I left little Nessie in a new cubby and set off to make some new friends. School rules. Number one, keep your flippers to yourself. Number two, don't eat the minnows. Number three, no blowing bubbles. Number four, no pinching. Number five, play fair. I tried joining games, but something always went wrong. Polo, shouted Ernest. Marco! Polo! Marco! Polo! Marco! Oh, at the playground, there was no room for me on the jungle gym. And when I asked for a turn on the swing, everybody swam away. I tried introducing myself like Mom said. Hello, my name is Ernest. They seemed a bit frightened. It felt like everybody was already part of a group. The private school perch only. Private school smelt only. Some of the large mouth bass shouted mean things. Your mother's a Brontosaurus, a Bronchiosaurus, you're extinct, ha ha. I don't stink. The large mouth bass fish, no, he said you're extinct. The small mouth bass just whispered behind my back. He's so prehistoric. But he didn't just let it get him down. But there were still plenty of things to do and to learn. We read stories. One fish, two fish, bread, this food, this song. Old MacDonald had a lake, E-I-E-I-O. And he had some trout. Small fish, hee! Ernest said, with a blurb here and a blurb here. E-I-E-I-O. In school, we took historic field trips and sampled tasty aquatic plants. A touch of algae would go well with this. After snack time, I played tug of war with the fishermen. They kept calling me, the big one got that one away. The big one, that got away. Finally, at lunch, I spotted some fish that looked a little like me. I decided it was worth a try. Okay, here I go. Hello, my name is Ernest. May I join you? Well, we hit it off right away. They said, we're sturgeons, the biggest fish in the lake. Said sturgeon fish. Well, we used to be anyway, said another fish. We spent the whole lunch hour together trading goodies, telling jokes. Try this leech with insect larvae on top. You'll absolutely love it, another fish said. Here's one. Which fish are the smartest? The ones that swim in school? No, seriously, which fish are the brightest in the lake? Sunfish, get it? Ah, ha, ha, ha. The brightest. Another fish, gotcha. And we were playing games. Somehow, I always lost hide and seek. As we were making up games along the shore, I spotted a familiar shape shining in the afternoon sun. A creature with strong curves, scales like mine, and a roar that shook the sky. Hello, my name is Ernest. What's your name? Never mind. Just then, Ernest saw this huge ride that had a sign. The ride, ride the diving dragon roller coaster. But that gave me an idea. With a little imagination and my new friends, this new school was working out just fine. Fish were wagons, riding, sliding, and grabbing. At the end of the day, little Nessie, little Dino in Cubbyhole was right there waiting for me. And so was Mom. I couldn't wait to tell her about my day and my plans for tomorrow. The end.
Wow. That shows you how you can be able to get rid of fear or have somebody to at least help you so that you don't feel that way. It gives you hope. He wasn't feeling that great when he first went to school, and people weren't that nice.
Yes, and once he found friends that liked the same things as he did, he felt comfortable, they looked the same, they laughed about the same things, he felt more comfortable and confident about school. He even was confident to approach others, of which he wouldn't normally.
And I think that takes a little bit of courage and
yes, it
does.
Don't you kind
of agree? Anybody there also thinks courage is pretty important?
Yes.
It's pretty important.
Yeah, having to kind of risk. But guess what? Starfish and Kindle, and also Zion, I think that some of the little boys and girls are getting
hey, mate, you know why you go to bed at night? Because your bed won't come to you. Well, let's just sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it. There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it. I can't stop yawning. The music I make does not keep me awake. And I can't stop yawning.
So, Starfish, I think that some of the kids might be going to sleep, especially little Tony and Ashley. They had a long day. And Zion, I bet your little sister is probably going to sleep.
She is definitely on her way.
So it's really great times when that happens. But we still have some boys and girls who are still up, and they would like to know about a story, because we just already talked about courage and also and talking about what happened on the special day of 9/11, how important courage is. And sometimes you don't know what will happen when you're in certain situations. But Kindle has a special book that she read, and she's going to tell us a little bit about it and what she thinks of it and why she thinks we should read it. And what is the name of the book, Kindle?
The book is called Meet Rebecca. It's an American Girl story.
Wow. Zion, have you ever heard anything about American Girl?
They are the best series of books to me. I'm actually reading one right now. It's called Shadows on Society Hill.
Wow. And what little girl is that one?
It's an American girl called Abby.
Ah, we're familiar with Abby. And we will hear about Abby at another time, because Abby is probably the little girl's friend that Kendall's going to be talking about.
Definitely.
And Starfish and Star has an Abby doll.
Well, I can't wait to hear the review. You can start, Kendall. I'm excited.
So the book is called Meet Rebecca from the American Girl series. It's about a small town girl named Rebecca Rubin, and she lives in New York City. And it's around 1983, and she just started school, and all of her friends moved away for some unknown reason, and she's friendless, and she really wants to get friends, and then her school is having a big play coming up, and she really wants to sign up for the play and show some kids at her school that she's a really good actress and she can get some friends who are interesting in acting.
Wow, I wonder if anyone here is an actress or wants to be an actress or knows someone that's an actress. And moving from one place to another and not knowing who your friends are going to be, that's definitely a good idea to talk about in a story.
Well, when I grow up, I actually wanted to be an actress.
Oh, wow.
And I was actually in my school plays this year. I was Little Red Riding Hood.
The main character. Wow. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Little Red Riding Hood is not Little Red Riding Hood without Little Red Riding Hood.
That is something. And tell us, what do you think about the characters? I mean, do you like Rebecca? Would anyone here like Rebecca or think Rebecca is stepping out on courage, or Rebecca doesn't want to do things, or what do you think, Rebecca? What type of person is Rebecca?
Well, I think Rebecca is, like, born to be an actress because she's already dramatic, and she's really dedicated to be an actress because it says in the books that she makes little performances in front of her families, and she tries her hardest. And every night before she goes to sleep, she always practices what she wants to be, like a line from a musical at her school. I think she's really dedicated, and for people who are dedicated and want to be an actress, they're a girl, they would really like this book because they tell them, like, details and how Rebecca did it and how, in certain ways, you can do it. And I think it's a really good book.
Wow.
Awesome. Well, tell me, Kendall, what do you think it takes to become an actress? What do you have to do?
Well, when you're an actress or you want to do something else, you have to be very dedicated to it, like, if there's a school play at your school and you really want to be it, sign up. Like, I wanted to be the lead role in my school play, but
mm-hmm.
I didn't. But I tried it every night, but I didn't. But, like, you don't always get the role you want in acting.
Right.
Like,
mm-hmm.
in acting, you don't always get the role you want, even though you think you deserve it. But, like, my drama teacher said that if you get a role, at least you got a role, because, like, the show can't go on without a character or something bad's going to happen on stage, even though
right.
it don't go on.
And that's so true.
Very true. And that can play a part in just everyday life. You might not always get the role that you might want. You might not get the job that you want or the favorite teacher that you want, but still try to work hard in school, and maybe next year you'll become rewarded and get the part and become the center of the show like Kendall.
And that was a good point, too, that you made, Kendall, that even though you might not get the star role, it's still important to be able to make the play turn out to be very good. The fact that you are able to learn something, be a part of the show, it's the same thing that happen even with heroes, that sometimes you might be the one that saves the person from doing something, but whatever, whether it's giving the person water, a lot of people in 9/11, just having water was something really important, and someone giving them water, or someone helping them if they fall, or someone if their shoes should fall down, or if you drop your pacifier, somebody saying, oh, here, you dropped it.
Thank you.
And we have a special call. Is there anything that you'd like to say? Anything from our callers? And also callers, some we were talking so much that I think that we missed them, because what happens sometimes, we can only have so many callers at one time. But with Blake Radio, they know exactly who to bring on. We have these very special, special young ladies who have a lot of things that they're sharing with us and make you really want to read a book. And I think, Zion, don't you want to read the book about Rebecca and find out about her?
Now, I definitely feel like now is the perfect time to start a new American Girl book, and I already know which one I'm going to be starting when I'm finished.
Oh, good. See, look what you did, Kendall.
I knew yours.
Starfish, I think we ought to play a song just like a star, because Kendall and Zion and Myra and so many people who just called, they're just like a star.
Just like a star across my sky.
Wow. Blake,
just like an angel.
Thank you so much, Rainbow Soul.
You have appeared to my
Blake Radio.
Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart. Just like oil
so
on
much
my
for calling.
All to love you.
Call back. Still
and I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. We do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel.
That are visiting after a very long summer.
I am so excited that we're right back into it. We have a wonderful book reviewer. She's amazing, has great books, and has already put many viewers to those books and just getting excited about reading.
And then, of course, Zion, who comes on there, and she has something to share with us and telling us, as she always does.
Oh, yes, we cannot forget about Zion. So very great.
special guest that we have on Aunt Jewel's radio show, Blake Radio.
And I also thought we were going to have our very special cat, Farrell. What happened to Farrell? I wonder how Farrell spent the summer.
Well, we just have so many friends, and we look forward to having so many more. So, viewers, we're on the air on Sunday evening, 7:30 to 8:30. Call in 914-338-0695, and we love to make many, many friends.
And Zion knows what we usually always do, and I see you over there, Ashley and Casey. I know that you are trying to keep and stay up, but you know, guys, what we always do, if this is Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, is we love to have friends, so much so that what do? When we talk about that? Of course, we play a song. You've Got a Friend in Me, and that's by Randy Newman, of course.
You've got a friend in me.
Yes, you do.
You've got a friend in me.
Isn't that right, Sean?
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past is. Boy, you've got a friend in me.
And what are you doing out there,
yeah,
Farrell?
You've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me.
Blake Radio,
we
want to thank you so much.
You got a friend in me.
For being one of our family.
Some other folks might be a little bit smaller than I am. Being stronger too. Maybe. But none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. And as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our gas on me. You got a friend in me.
And that is certainly right. Want to thank our guests so much, Kendall, for doing our book reviewer, being our book reviewer, our young book reviewer, and we are going to be having her a lot of times during this school year. She's going to tell us about the book, give her opinion, and share it with us. And, of course, we're going to have Zion. She's going to be our special youth host, so we're looking forward to that. And having a lot of guests and authors that are going to be sharing stories. And we're going to be reading so much. So I'm really looking forward to this next year.
Me too.
And I want to thank everyone because for this very special time in 9/11 and the children now who were born then now are 10 years old and forming all kinds of opinions and all kinds of friends. And of course, you never can replace anyone that you've lost, but you certainly can be able to carry on. And so, as tradition, with talent, we would like to sign off with Star Spangled Banner and want you to be able to come and join us. And this was done and sung by the Hit Crew Kids. So I want to thank you so much, boys and girls, moms and dads, Nana and Papa, and aunties and uncles, and just people who just care, because that's exactly what happened on that very special day. And as we're learning, every day. So, Starfish, you have anything to say?
Good night, friends. Thanks so much for sharing this day with us, and we're glad that you came and spent some time and shared our stories.
And Kimmel, you want to have anything to say?
Well, bye.
And Zion. Okay. Proud moment. The United States citizens and all come together. Radio, Rainbow Soul, and Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories. Want to wish you good night. And of course, the responsibility and the opinion and the music expressed in the above Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories and other contributions rest solely with their authors and publication and does not imply their endorsement by Blake Radio Network or Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories.